don't mess with Ward Lake, because Ketchikan residents, especially those who have lived here a long time, are very protective of that body of water. It's one of the few lakes directly on Ketchikan's road system. It's an easy drive from the city. It has popular campground sites, day-use shelters, restrooms, and an easy-to-walk nature trail that leads around the picturesque lake. It's also managed by a federal agency, the U.S. Forest Service. So when the government shutdown began, a barricade popped up on Ward Lake Road with a sign stating that the recreation area was closed until further notice. As I mentioned before, don't mess with Ward Lake. A photo of that barricade immediately was posted on Facebook, went viral among community members, and a protest quickly was organized for the next afternoon. In their comments, some people joked, at least we think they were joking, about storming the barricade and burning it. We'll never know whether they meant it, though, because when the protesters showed up, the barricade was gone.
Well, guys, we did it! Yay! Yay! That's right. That's what it's all about.
Here's one of the protest organizers, Jim Lewis, a local wildlife photographer who was pleased with the outcome, mostly.
You know, I'm happy for that in a lot of ways, but it kind of bummed too, you know. I'm glad to see that it turned out to be a nice day for this event, and I think it's really important that people be able to get down here and enjoy what there is. Everybody enjoys Ward Lake. There was really no point in closing it down.
So what are you going to do now?
We're going to go for a walk and enjoy the day.
Lewis says the protest was not over the government shutdown in general, but was specific to the attempted closure of Ward Lake. He says there was no reason for closing access to the recreation area. About 30 people showed up for the demonstration, and Lewis believes there would have been more, but when people saw the barricade was down, some turned around and went home. Holding her handmade protest sign mounted on a broom, Judy Hendricks was one of those who didn't go home.
This area has been recreation for our family since 1940. And to see someone coming along with a brown shirt on saying that we can't come down here is just sad.
Hendricks says that she too was protesting the lake closure specifically rather than the government shutdown in general, but she believes members of Congress also should be affected.
Well, if Congress is getting paid during the shutdown, why aren't they getting paid for the shutdown? I'm kind of confused. I think that just like Obamacare, I think that they should be subject to everything that everyone else is having to go through. So if the people that are working here aren't getting paid, they shouldn't get paid either. And if we have to have Obamacare, they should have Obamacare. I mean, right for the goose is right for the gander.
While there wasn't any barricade left to protest, demonstrators stuck around the day-use area of the lake for a while, visiting with each other. And despite the strong smell of decaying salmon wafting from the water, some of the protesters took a walk around the lake on what may be the last sunny day this fall. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.